Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show here on this Tuesday, April the 14th, 2015. I am your host, Rick Saratella, for another interview, bringing you the names you need to know first. And today's show is brought to you by MyFantasyLeague.com. Make sure you check out MyFantasyLeague.com for all your fantasy football web hosting solutions. I've been a member for over the past 10 seasons. It has all your customizable fantasy football features that you want. Definitely check it out when you get a chance. Maybe right after listening to the show, it's MyFantasyLeague.com. All right, time for the star of the show today. We have Lafayette running back Ross Sherman on the hotline. He joins us now on the Player Spotlight Show. We welcome him in. How are we doing today, Ross?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, and we always appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to join us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. First off, we got to start off with your pro day workout because I don't think I've seen anything quite like it in my 14 years covering the NFL draft. They actually had you out there in the snow, 30-degree temperatures, and folks, there's highlights of this out there. You can see footage of this. But they had you doing positional drills in the snow. Unbelievable. How did this come about? Was it discussed? Did they even confer with you, Ross, or did they just tell you, get out there and run some routes?
Yeah, well, we were back and forth the night before because we knew that the storm was coming in. So we had a indoor facility set up and ready to go, but it was a little bit off campus. And the scouts were pretty adamant at just keeping it at school. And we were able to get the 40 in before too much heavy snow came down. There was just light coating. The scouts just really wanted to keep it at school here.
Now, you came in at about 5'11.5". I have you at 204 pounds. Is that the accurate way you came in at, and is that where you see yourself playing at the next level?
Yeah, I usually sit around 204, 205. I could easily put on a pound, but this is probably my most comfortable playing weight.
And you were able to improve your 40-yard dash time despite the conditions. 4.40 at the pro day workout, 4.50 at the NFL scouting combine. And man, we talk about that pro day, the first ever pro day at College Hill for Lafayette. So quite a memorable performance. But let's rewind back to that NFL scouting combine. Big week for you, just a chance to get to meet with NFL teams and kind of gauge their interest. What was the week like for you just up at Indianapolis?
Yeah, it was a really good week out there. Definitely an awesome experience for me. It's a pretty stressful week. They keep you busy. And then you conclude with the workout, which is, a really long day as well. But, I had a great time out there, and it was an awesome experience and just got me even more exposure.
And, we're talking to Ross Sherman here, Lafayette running back, first-team All-Patriot selection, four-year starter. Talk about now, you had the combine, you had the pro day workout. I know you just recently visited with the Philadelphia Eagles. Anything next on your radar? How did the workout with the Eagles go? Were you happy with that performance? And what's on your radar in the upcoming 2 weeks here?
So the Eagles workout went really well. I was there last Wednesday, and then the next day I was over at the Giants. Had a little workout with them. And then this week I got a couple things going on. And then next week I'll be out in actually just got word today from my agent. I'll be out in Chicago for the rookie NFLPA rookie debut. I'll be up there from Tuesday to Thursday morning. So that'll be a pretty cool experience, I think.
Sweet.
Just training right now and staying in shape, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you've been a man on the move, brother. I mean, NFLPA Collegiate Ball, let's take a second about that over there in Carson, California. Another platform for you. all teams in attendance, a lot of current and former NFL coaches and players. I mean, talk about that experience and more specifically just the style of coaching, because that's really maybe your first taste of what it's going to be like of NFL style of coaching at the next level.
Yeah, it was an awesome week out in Cali for that game. They do a great job, NFLPA does. They brought in an incredible coaching staff. We were able to work with some Hall of Famers in the game. And I thought overall all the coaches were really, really helpful. They were there for us and taught us a lot, what to expect at the next level and, how to practice and stuff like that. But it was an awesome week out there.
The NFL draft process is extended now with the new format, the NFL pushing the draft back a few weeks. It actually goes into the month of May, so it's pretty much a five-month process for, some players even longer if you're not invited to a bowl game. So during this whole process, I mean, what's been the best piece of advice you've been able to kind of grasp, all these platforms you've been to, the All-Star game, the Combine, the Pro Day, you've met with all these NFL teams, agents, coaches, players, but, what's been one of the pieces of advice that keeps echoing in the back of Ross Sherman's head?
I think just being myself throughout the whole process and, I'm not trying to let, too many situations overwhelm me, and just taking it all in and enjoying it. It's a once in a lifetime, experience, and a lot of people would dream to be in my shoes right now. So I'm just trying to enjoy this whole process, and I have, and not let it take too much out of me and stress me out too much. Just try to have as much fun with it and, stay as relaxed as possible.
And you're a pretty versatile guy. I mean, kind of a weapon, offensive weapon. You can run the ball, 3,500 career rushing yards, 31 touchdowns, catch the ball, 130 catches, over 1,000 yards receiving, and return the ball, something you've done, parts of all four seasons, 23 yards per return for your career as a kick returner. How much does that versatility grow in terms of just adding value at the next level? And also, what do you consider to be your greatest strength? I mean, you talk about running, catching, returning. I mean, what do you think is the greatest attribute that you bring to the table at the next level?
Yeah, I think that's, a big selling point for me is, being a versatile guy. That's what they really like in this league. Guys that can, really help in every aspect of the game, including special teams. And, that's really what I'm trying to sell about myself. Obviously in terms of, my best attribute, I've been a running back all 4 years here at Lafayette, and, that's obviously the most comfortable position, I could be at. I think I'm just a natural, natural runner, and using my vision, through the holes is something I do very well. But like I said, I'm versatile, and that's what I'm selling to teams, and I can do a lot.
And talk about ending your career with a bang. I mean, it doesn't get any better than 45 carries, 304 yards, 3 touchdowns. In the 150th ever meeting between your rival Lehigh at Yankee Stadium in front of 48,256 screaming fans. I mean, that's got to be the highlight of your career, no?
Yeah, no doubt. That was one of the best days, of my sporting careers ever. It's pretty hard to explain. I look back on it now, and it's just like, wow, how did that happen? It all culminated to that moment in my whole career, which was pretty incredible. But it's just a memorable day and something that will go down in, the rivalry's history.
Yeah, and, that's what you call being in the zone, folks. I'm curious about how you winded up at Lafayette. I mean, it's a really small school, a liberal arts college. I think you guys have like 2,400 students in the entire college. How did you wind up at Lafayette, Ross?
Yeah, we're one of the smallest Division I schools out there. But I wasn't really recruited highly out of high school for whatever reasons. And, you know, kind of the Patriot League schools and, you know, a few other FCS programs reached out to me and, you know, I caught their attention. I think it worked out good for me because I was looking for a great academic school as well. And, you know, Lafayette education is pretty, you know, tough to beat, you know, unless it's, you know, maybe an Ivy League school. But, you know, we're right up there with those schools academically. So I think I got a good fit here. Yeah, kind of just all happened. And, you know, I don't ever regret, you know, my decision to come here. It's been the best 4 years of my life so far.
Well, definitely incredible story. And I know you have somewhat of a wrestling background as well, coming out of high school here in New Jersey. Talk a little bit about how that's helped you transition. I know some NFL teams do value that wrestling background in high mm-hmm. school. Do you feel like that's helped you out just transitioning to the football field?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's just great to be an all-around athlete and play a bunch of sports. You know, it definitely helps develop your body. But I think wrestling for me, it's really done a lot mentally. You know, there's that one-on-one aspect in wrestling. You can't really blame anybody else but yourself on the mat, which is what mm-hmm. That's what I love about that sport. And, you know, I think that helped me transition over to the football field, you know, having that wrestler's mentality and, you know, just having that mental toughness is huge.
For sure. Talking to Lafayette Leopards running back Ross Sherman on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And we talked about some of your strengths earlier, Ross, but how about coming into your final season of college football? What was an area of your game that you wanted to get better at coming into your senior season? What was an aspect of your game that you just worked on trying to improve this past year?
I think, you know, this could go for every year, and it's going to continue to have to be built for me. It's just, you know, just the overall pass protection. Even now some teams, you know, say I would need to improve a little bit in pass protection, you know, to, you know, be a good back in this league. And, you know, that's just something I've always been working on throughout my career here. So that's one aspect of my game that, you know, I've always been working on.
And also, how about just in terms of leadership? I know being a 4-year starter, mm-hmm. especially this past season as a senior team leader, a lot of underclassmen looking towards you just in terms of learning the playbook, learning where to go, what to do, how to act on and off the field. What type of leadership skills do you bring to the table? Are you a guy that's a vocal leader? Do you like to lead by example? What's your style of leadership preferences?
Well, I'm more of a leader by example. You know, I like to prove myself, you know, on the field, and, you know, guys can look up to me off the field as well. But, you know, I was a captain this year, and there's, you know, I learned there's some situations you just need to speak up and, you know, let the younger guys hear your word. So I've developed that, but I'd say overall I'm more of a, you know, a leader by example.
Was there ever a game or a time where, you know, you had to kind of get the team together, maybe stand up, make a speech, whether it was halftime or just a time of adversity? Anything come to mind in terms of that type of a situation?
You know, I think there's just some moments in games where, you know, you got to get the guys fired up a little bit. You know, maybe that's on the sideline. I found myself on the sideline trying to, you know, run up and down and, you know, getting some guys' faces and get them going and get them fired up. And, you know, I found myself doing that a few times this season for sure.
And how about some guys at the next level, you know, in the NFL, whether past or present, who are just some players that you enjoy watching, maybe some guys you enjoy studying, you maybe take a little bit from their game? Anybody past or present that you just like to watch at the next level?
I think I like to watch guys like Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson. I think LeSean McCoy is another exciting player that I always find myself watching. But I think I like those exciting, make some big moves and, hit some big plays.
Yeah, well, hard to argue with that logic there.
Mm-hmm.
Last one for you, and we're talking Ross Sherman, Lafayette running back. If I were to give you the platform right now, if, there was an NFL team listening, whether a general manager, a scout, an executive, and they were to ask you, why should we draft you, Ross Sherman, what would your response be?
You're gonna get a guy who's going to put his head down and go to work every day. There's not going to be any trouble off the field. And overall, you're going to get you're just going to get a guy that can get the job done and do what's asked of you.
Well, listen, we appreciate you taking some time here and joining us. We wish you the best of luck. It's 2 weeks to go. I know it's been quite the process, but please do keep us posted with any updates, and hopefully, we can have you on again after the draft weekend once the dust settles and you find out where you'll be playing football on Sundays. We definitely love to have you back on in the future sometime.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, you got it. That's Ross Sherman from Lafayette, the Leopards' 4-year starting running back. Incredible career, 41 touchdowns in 45 games, and an all-purpose weapon, over 700 carries, 130 catches, 70-plus kick returns, a guy who can play all special team units at the next level. You heard him talk about the versatility and his willingness to play, whether it be slot wideout, running back, kick returner, gunner, it doesn't matter. This kid just wants to get on the football field, showcase what he can do, like he did at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, and just a heck of a story from Lafayette College, 2,400 enrollees in the whole entire college. So a story that we will be tracking for the next 2 weeks, and, of course, looking forward to seeing where he winds up playing. Hopefully he gets to stay in our own backyard. You heard him talk about the Giants workout. He's also been linked with the Eagles. But just a couple measurables here for all you draft Knicks. At his combine/pro day workout, just some numbers I have in front of me. 12'1" broad jump. I mean, that's amongst the best at his position. 33-inch vertical, 4.11 in the shuttle, the short shuttle, 7.08 in the three cone. And he came in with 30-inch arms and 8¾ hands, I should say. So that's Ross Sherman in a nutshell, and that's what we do here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, bringing you the names you need to know. 2002, that's just what we do. And like I said, 2 weeks away, follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. We'll have live streaming from the gold carpet, all of our player interviews, of course, updates on the NFLDraftBible.com, our latest mock drafts. We've got over 100 scouting reports up there right now for you to digest, and many, many more interviews coming up here in the next 15 days. So stay tuned to the next time. I want to give a shout-out to the guys over at Symmetry. Always doing a great job, fantastic job out of Symmetry. Appreciate them. And we'll catch you next time, everybody.